So Putin and Israel have both said, fuck peace, we choose violence. NATO shot about 40 fucking drones at Putin's helicopter, and now they're all surprised when Putin's like, fuck it, I'm taking all of Ukraine, and starts launching missiles at fucking Kyiv, and fucking, he's gonna take that other fucking major city in Ukraine, and it's like, oh yeah, oh, why would he have done that? Well, probably because Ukraine is up shit creek without a paddle. I bet you Mexico could muster a larger air force at this point than Ukraine can. They've been beaten into oblivion. They don't even have any soldiers left. And then they're all surprised when Putin's like, I'm not fucking negotiating for peace with somebody that can't fight without... The U.S. is like, no, we're done. Cut them off. And they're like, oh, you forgot they gave them Patriot missiles. Oh, my God, they gave them Patriot missiles? Those things almost worked half the time in 1990 when they were trying to shoot down Scuds from Saddam. So you think they're going to have any better luck whacking down fucking Putin's fucking top-tier fucking tech shit missiles? Nah, dude, not going to happen. You got Israel over there going, we're enacting the final solution for Gaza. You know, when they started that shit, there was 2.5 million people living in Gaza. Now they're down to 1.8. Israel says, the last 1.8 got to get the fuck out of Gaza. They said, no in between. Do that math. And those were Israel's numbers. Israel says 2.3 at the beginning, and now they're down to 1.8. That is 500,000 people killed. 500,000 people in Gaza, which isn't even, like, the place is, like, smaller than fucking New Jersey. Dude, it's tiny. And they're all like, oh, haha, Putin's lost 100,000 people in Ukraine. And it's like, and Gaza's lost five. And they're, like, going for broke, and they're both just gonna, it's just gonna be mayhem. Because America's not fucking around with either one of them. I don't think they could. They're probably getting the idea that we can pop off shit and America ain't gonna fucking step in the way. And I don't think we should, or we will. Trump's in it for peace. He ain't gonna step in on some fucking war that has nothing to do with us. So, fuck them all. I guess we're going with violence. Good luck to you all. Long live this beautiful republic.
Hello, Patriots. I'm at Restored Republic via AGCR update for Thursday, May 29th, 2025, compiled by Judy Byington. Global financial crisis, Wednesday, May 28th. Breaking. Is the Fort Knox gold gone? Trump was ready to expose the greatest financial cover-up in American history, and then he went silent. Why? And that's a link at AMG News. Wars and rumors of wars. Wednesday, May 28th, Russia has now amassed at least 50,000 troops on its border with Ukraine after a failed assassination attempt against President Putin using drones. An attempt on Vladimir Putin's life was unsuccessful after a swarm of Ukrainian drones targeted his presidential helicopter during a visit to Kursk Oblast. Wednesday, May 28th, we have a link at Before It's News. Zelensky tries to assassinate Putin, then says Trump is next. Wow. Wednesday, May 28th, Israel could launch attack on Iran within 7 hours. And that's from X.com.
Here's the last 24 hours in geopolitics. Russia has stationed over 50,000 troops, including elite units, near Ukraine's northeastern Sumy region, according to President Zelensky, who stated that Ukraine has acted to block a major offensive. This as Germany and Ukraine signed a 5 billion euro agreement to jointly develop and finance long-range systems and battlefield infrastructure, with Berlin lifting all range restrictions on military equipment supplied to Kyiv. Russia has also proposed new direct talks with Ukraine in Istanbul to pursue a potential ceasefire, while Kyiv awaits Moscow's memorandum before agreeing, following their first high-level meeting since 2022, which led only to a prisoner swap. President Trump reiterated his criticism of Vladimir Putin, suggesting Russia may be deliberately delaying peace talks while warning of a possible policy shift if stalling continues. This while Trump stated Canada must pay $61 billion to join the US Golden Dome defense system unless it becomes the 51st state, in which case participation would be free. A US federal trade court also blocked the president from using emergency powers to impose broad tariffs, ruling that the International Emergency Economic Powers Act does not authorize such action.
Russia is claiming President Trump is being misled about the Ukraine conflict. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Trump is receiving filtered information from officials who want to push the US towards war with Moscow. This comes after Trump sharply criticized Russia's strikes on Ukraine, calling Putin crazy and warning he's playing with fire. Lavrov says Moscow will try to correct the flow of information reaching the White House. So from the sounds of it, they're not relying on normal diplomatic channels anymore. They're going to get the truth to Trump no matter what.
Well, this is all part of the pantomime, because I've known for a long time that Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump have direct access to each other, and far more access than you'd ever imagine. It's very important to listen to people like Sergei Lavrov, Lavrov, an amazing diplomat, an incredible man. But this is all part of the pantomime, all part of the exposure, and what it's doing is exposing those people who are close to Trump in name only. They are there infiltrating, trying to set him up, trying to mislead him, trying to feed him false information. This is all part of the process of draining the swamp. You have to expose the swamp to drain it.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. While you're saying that, and I think you're absolutely spot on here, Charlie, we've had Maria Zakharova, who is the Russian spokesperson, and certainly definitely better than Karim Jean-Pierre, who used to be the sort of sideshow Bob diversity hire that did it for Joe Biden. She has come out and had a go at one of those people you're saying that Trump has to expose, Keith Kellogg, who keeps pushing for a ceasefire. And of course, here's something that is really, really evident that many, many of the mainstream people have missed and are trying to pull the wool over your eyes for. When you want peace, you send a diplomat. When you want war, you send a general. They send a general. Charlie.
Exactly right. And my last story of the day is even the actors now are switching sides. None more so than flip-flop Piers Morgan, who's calling out Israel. I mean, you're as two-faced as a person could ever be. One minute you're one side, next minute you're another. It depends on how many clicks you'll get, Piers. But God isn't interested in your clicks. God's interested in your soul. And you should be, if you had any strength of character at all, be a man of honor. You've been gifted a platform. Maybe it's gifted by Israel, but you've been gifted it. And whoever gives it to you should use it for the best of humanity, not for you.
The real news for Wednesday, May 28th. Wednesday, May 28th, big agricultural biochemical companies are genetically engineering soil microbes. Two of them are already being used on millions of acres of U.S. farmland, and documents show eight more have been registered. This is disastrous for our health. Genetically modifying organisms in the dirt will have far-reaching effects that could be disastrous. The arrogance of biochemical engineers astounds me. The usual AG giants like Bayer, Syngenta, and BASF are manipulating yet another aspect of agriculture. Denzel Washington on Telegram. Tuesday, May 27, CVS closing all 23 pharmacy locations in Arkansas. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders signed into law House Bill 1150, ending the conflict of interest of pharmacy benefits managers owning pharmacies. PBMs are who set the insane prices. Instead of complying, CVS is leaving. This is huge. Wednesday, May 28th, we have a link at beforeitsnews.com. Guess where billions of dollars were laundered until Trump. Wednesday, May 28th, Fox News, Biden Energy Department spent $93 billion in 76 days without any accountability of where it went. Congressional Dems are big mad because the Trump administration is cutting off their gravy train. They refuse to acknowledge any and all of the evidence of waste and abuse. All they care about is keeping their insane green slush fund flowing. We are not playing along. Wednesday, May 28th, another FEMA scam in Maui, Hawaii, exposed. There are a few small 490-square-foot tiny homes that were built by and paid for by FEMA to provide temporary housing to Lahaina fire victims. Each one of these cost over $826,000 per unit, which is over $1,600 per square feet. This is a total ripoff, and the U.S. taxpayers paying for it? Judy note, I hear from a very good source that many Lahaina victims are still living on the beach almost 3 years after the man-made fires. Wednesday, May 28th, we have a link to AMG News, dossier C-17. The storm, the chips and the wizards classified intel, May 28th, military disclosure they never wanted you to see. Wednesday, May 28th, Biden scandal worse than Watergate, beforeitsnews.com. Worse than Watergate, breaking scandal detonates DC, new cabinet proposed, Trump explodes. Wednesday, May 28th, exclusive intel, Assange calls Trump for private transfer of explosive corruption files targeting Democrat power structure, AMG News. Wednesday, May 28th, breaking, Dan Bongino just made a massive move, Before It's News. And Wednesday, May 28th, breaking alert, White House, Coke, lies, DNA, FOIA documents exposed, the Secret Service, they lied, destroyed evidence and hid DNA, AMG News. Wednesday, May 28th, dossier number 001, the Phantom Auto Pin, breaking, Elizabeth Warren controlled Biden's signature machine, Trump administration official exposes deep state treason, AMG News. May 28th, breaking, Russia seizes four villages to rescue kidnapped children. Western media in full cover-up mode. WH Grandpa on Telegram. The truth is not what they're showing you. While mainstream outlets blast headlines of Russia aggression and circulate blood-stained images of fleeing mothers, Russian FSB agent Andrei Sakharov claims a very different reality, one that Western media will never show you. According to Sakharov, Putin's recent strikes in Ukraine targeted deeply embedded pedophile networks operating under the protection of NATO-backed forces. Sakharov told independent sources that the viral images of wounded civilians are AI-generated propaganda fed to the public to demonize Putin. This is a battle for the souls of children, he said. There are casualties, yes, but the Western media invents scenes that never happened. They want Putin gone, not because of war, but because he dares to go after their protected networks. On Monday, Russian forces launched a multi-pronged operation in Ukraine's northeastern Sumy region, capturing four villages, Novank, Basivka, Vasilivka, and Zarovka. These were not random military targets. Zakharov said drone surveillance confirmed the presence of 51 kidnapped Russian children hidden within the occupied settlements, children who had been marked for trafficking. The result, all 51 children rescued, some were malnourished, others showed signs of abuse. All were meant to be sold. We got there in time, Zakharov stated. Some of these kids had left hours left. This was not a war conquest, it was a liberation. Western leaders, including even Donald Trump, have publicly distanced themselves from Putin's actions, painting him as a rogue actor. But inside military intelligence circles, there is growing awareness of the true nature of Russia's mission. This is not just geopolitical chess. It's a takedown of a cross-border child trafficking syndicate. Sakharov drew direct comparisons to Israel's operations in Gaza, noting that while motives differ, both confront existential threats at their borders. Ukraine crossed into our lands. They steal our children. What do you expect us to do? Nothing? We have the right to fight back, he said. This narrative is being buried. The same media that defends gender clinics and ignores elite trafficking now wants you to believe Putin is the villain for saving children. But the facts remain. Four villages liberated, 51 lives saved in a trafficking hub dismantled. And the Western press? Silent, because the war on children doesn't fit their script, and Putin's success exposes their complicity. Wednesday, May 28th, EU spends $736 million to kill free speech. Trump and Musk fight back. WH Grandpa on Telegram. May 28th, the European Union just launched its most aggressive attack yet on digital freedom. With $736 million in taxpayer money, Brussels is building a censorship superstructure designed to crush dissent, silent truth, and hunt down resistance. They call it anti-misinformation. We know it for what it is, digital warfare. This is not about stopping hate. It's about erasing political opposition. While Europe faces rising poverty, failing healthcare, and mass migration chaos, EU leaders are spending more on silencing people than curing cancer. They have openly shifted from governing to controlling, using AI tools like Fast Lisa and Vigilant to scan speech in real time, erase non-approved narratives, and mark dissenters for digital execution. According to a bombshell report from MCC Brussels, 349 projects are active, many hidden inside NGOs and universities, all with one goal: reprogram minds and build an obedient generation of state enforcers. Young people are being trained as narrative officers, not to think critically, but to monitor others and enforce propaganda. This is 21st century authoritarianism wearing a smile. But now the globalists are panicking. Trump is back, Musk is unshackled, and the truth is bleeding through the cracks. On May 16th, Elon Musk revealed that the European Commission offered X, formerly Twitter, a secret deal: censor content quietly and avoid DSA fines. Every major tech firm took the deal. Musk refused. They offered us an illegal backdoor censorship pact. He said, we said no. That's when the attacks began. Brussels launched an official investigation accusing X of failing to control disinformation and manage verified accounts. Translation: Musk would not become a digital lapdog. Now the EU is weaponizing the Digital Services Act to bleed X dry, threatening massive fines and demanding internal access to Musk's data. But Musk is not backing down. He's fighting it in court and preparing to expose the entire machine. Behind the curtain, this is about Trump. Brussels fears the populist surge spreading from the U.S. They remember 2016. They watched 2024. They saw Trump's return and the quiet rollout of gold-backed economies or economics through QFS. Now they fear what comes next, a digital rebellion that they can't contain. This is not regulation, it's suppression. The same EU behind censorship just approved biometric surveillance, WHO health ID passports, and pre-crime AI policy. They're planning a digital crackdown before the awakening spreads any further. But it's too late. The narrative is collapsing. The truth is leaking. The resistance is growing. Trump is standing, Musk is resisting, and Europe's patriots are beginning to rise. Wednesday, May 28th, do you want Thomas Massey for 2028? Ezra Cohen on Telegram. Point one, 2020 election fraud complicity. The betrayal. Massey's refusal to challenge the 2020 election results, despite widespread fraud allegations, is a cowardly capitulation to globalist overlords, undermining American sovereignty. His letter with six Republicans dismissing Congress's role reeks of orchestrated deflection. Evidence: a 2020 internal GOP memo leaked to a conservative research network reveals Massey was pressured by McConnell-aligned donors to avoid election challenges with promises of committee placements. His vote to certify Biden's electors, despite Kentucky's Trump loyalty, contradicts his constitutional conservative branding. A 2021 ex post from a Kentucky voter, archived by investigators, accuses Massey of ignoring local poll watcher testimonies about ballot irregularities. Massey's claim that Congress lacks authority to overturn elections is a legal cop-out, ignoring evidence of mail-in ballot fraud cited in his own 2021 statement. His silence on Dominion voting systems, despite tech expertise, suggests he's hiding something. Point two, Take It Down Act. 2020 guest list from a D.C. gala, uncovered by a private investigator, places Massey alongside a financier linked to Epstein's New York operations. His vote against the Take It Down Act, which targeted deep fake exploitation, aligns with protecting elite tech moguls. implicated in child exploitation, per a 2024 whistleblower report from a Silicon Valley insider. Epstein's network relied on political cover, with congressmen often wined and dined to ensure silence. Massey's tech prep background and patent wealth make him a prime candidate for elite recruitment. His libertarian privacy stance conveniently dovetails with shielding digital platforms used for exploitation. Point three, Massey, the tech-savvy fraud, runs a crypto Ponzi scheme, laundering millions through blockchain wallets to bankroll foreign anti-American plots. His libertarian love for Bitcoin is a rancid cover for fleecing patriots and funneling cash to enemies. A 2024 blockchain audit conducted by a private cyber investigator and shared in a restricted Telegram channel traces 3.2 million in Bitcoin from Massey-linked wallets to a Seychelles-based exchange tied to Chinese state operatives. The wallets activated in 2023 correlate with Massey's sudden push for crypto deregulation, per a 2025 dark web financial leak. Massey's MIT degree and haptic tech patents prove he's no cryptic novice. He's a mastermind exploiting blockchain's anonymity. His silence on China's digital yuan, despite railing against fiat, betrays his paymasters. The Seychelles exchange was flagged in a 2025 Interpol memo for funding anti-Western propaganda, uncovered by a hacker collective. Point four, Kentucky's drug lord enabler. The parasite Massey is the silent partner of Kentucky's meth and fentanyl lords, pocketing bribes to let his district drown in poison. His rural values are a sick charade, profiting from death. A 2024 Kentucky Sheriff's report, suppressed but leaked to a local investigative blog, details a fentanyl pipeline through Boone County with a prominent congressional ally, blocking raids. A 2025 wiretap transcript obtained by a private investigator captures a drug runner bragging about a DC guy with patents ensuring protection. Massey's campaign received $100,000 in 2024 from a trucking firm tied to this pipeline, per a dark web audit. Kentucky's drug crisis kills thousands yearly, yet Massey ignores it, focusing on DC stunts. His judge executive pass gave him ties to local power brokers, perfect for brokering deals with traffickers. His silence on border security, despite fentanyl's Mexican origins, is complicity.